We get the matching tattoo, and it's like for the stream and everything. Like, is that a big deal? It's not.
Bro.
Nah,
bro.
It's not. It's. I said, once I turn 18, don't tempt me with a tattoo because I will get anything tattooed on my body. You're hearing it live here first, folks, by the way.
Yo, no one's ever heard this before. Me and her just have like two different. Locked in, I got
options. I want you. You know, I came out, I had to pop out with the emo fit today. I'm rocking the Vampire Steppers.
Bro, did you see where Kai came out as bisexual, dog?
I did see that.
Holy, bro. I saw that. Yo, is that why he was calling me cute?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of our guests, like...
Jiggy? Gio?
Okay, that's Gio and that's Jiggy.
That's Yee. It gets mixed up a lot. We look the same, basically.
Oh, yeah. People call him baby Marlin. Marlin's dog. The poodle.
Yo, bro. Guys,
if you guys have a perm or... You want to let us know your thoughts on Jiggy's or Gio's perm. Let us know in the comments. Maybe sympathize with him. I'm sure he would love to read the comments.
Hey, yeah. Would y'all rather have a perm or a buzz cut?
Buzz cut. Yeah. I think you should shave your head, bro.
You think so?
Yeah.
I always think about it, bro. I keep telling him shave his head.
Because the thing about a buzz cut is it teaches you how to be attractive without your makeup as a man, which is your hair. Two, it's very humbling if you don't look good with a buzz.
You wear makeup, bro.
Okay, like...
Yeah, but look, I can see it right now.
No, you want to know what I put on my face?
What do you put on your
face? No, I put on oil. Coconut oil.
Oil?
Remember what I used in Orlando?
I put Haven on my face.
Coconut oil?
Yeah. You just rub it right here.
Nah, I've used...
Boom, shine.
Coconut oil? I've never done
that. I want to start wearing makeup.
You claim no pimple ever in your life.
I've actually
never had a pimple ever.
I've had no pimples.
You're blessed, bro, genetically.
It has to be genetics, bro.
Like, I've literally genetics.
Yeah.
There's no...
And if I did get, like, something, it would, like... pop up, and then, like, the next hour or 30 minutes, it'll go away.
Dang, that's kind of how my skin is, but, like, I'll have a pimple for, like, 2 or 3 days.
I've got, like, two on my head right now.
Damn.
Where?
It's cooked.
Chopped.
Chopped. I mean, you've got, like, a forehead reveal.
Kinda.
For the buzz cut. Would you ever get a buzz cut?
I get a buzz cut?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because my forehead's so big, bro.
Can I see it?
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Yeah, but see, your forehead's not big.
That's the thing, bro. No, it is, bro. It's a five head.
Do you think your forehead's big because people have told you that or because you believe that?
A little bit of both.
Who's more chopped? Jiggy or Gio?
I don't know. When you put them side by side, it's like you feel bad for both of them, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
you know what's crazy? Nah, I'm just kidding. Guys, the boys back in LA, it's been like over a month.
Yeah,
close to a month. Feels like just yesterday. It feels like you guys never even left.
We've just been hometown heroes.
But Gio, actually.
If you know, you know. This guy knows he's a hometown hero.
Pass it to the next.
But Gio actually got a car last time he was out here. How's the car treating you?
Amazing, actually.
Good?
Yeah, so I came out here. You know, you've got your M4,
mm-hmm.
So I think that was my, like...
Calling.
Yeah, that was my calling, so, basically bought one.
Oh, yeah, you show your ex-girlfriend the car?
Yeah, bro, she,
She liked it?
Did you pick her up?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you like the interior?
I picked her up for graduation.
Oh, you did? I saw that, bro. You were at your ex's graduation.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that? Are you still, like, you on that? You on your ex-girlfriend?
You gonna be honest?
Yeah, be honest.
All right, give us, tell us what happened. Be honest.
All right, so, like...
You're hearing it live here first, folks, by the way.
Yo, no one's ever heard this before. So I'm going to basically say right now, me and her just have, like, two different views on things. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're kind of, like, two different people, but...
So y'all are...
We got that connection, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, see, bro, it's like the vibe that I catch,
So, but, like, we're, like, really good friends now.
Oh.
We were on no contact for, like, six, seven months.
I just been Frank on the highway. I hate when people say this. That's why I say it. Continue. Wait, okay, so you picked her up.
Yeah, yeah.
Graduation.
Actually, no.
Graduated.
I just randomly added her back one night.
So you, like, don't love her anymore?
Oh, no, I do.
Whoa.
You do?
See, it changed my whole, like,
let me sit up in my seat.
Like, you care about her and shit.
Yeah,
you wanted to be, like, straight and stuff. You know, like, you want to be all right.
Yeah. But, like, I just don't want to be in a relationship right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What's
leading you? Why no relationship right now, this current
moment? Yeah. I'm, like, honestly.
You got an M4, you're up now, like.
Nah.
Just gotta go on him real quick.
I just want to focus on myself, my future, and then once I'm stable, that's kind of what I want to, you know.
That's fire. Okay. Do you think you'll have a perm when you're stable?
No.
No?
No.
You're gonna have a buzz?
A buzz.
No, I'm probably gonna wax my head.
That's true.
That'd be Wait, fire.
Like Avatar?
I was thinking about
like
that.
Like Avatar, get the tattoo?
Yeah.
Now you're cooking. This guy got ideas.
It actually is different, bro.
I like that. That's See, different. It's a funny topic when we kind of dive into exes and we talk about them because I've obviously just had so many public appearances and disappearances with them. You know, why are you laughing, Brian? I just heard like a deep breath from you because you probably, Brian's been chuckle. There for a lot of them. He's actually filmed a lot of them. But I really admire that you guys are able to communicate and like, you know, communicate about like what you guys want and just like be able to be cool and be friends. You know, that's something that's rare nowadays. And you know, a lot of exes, you can't get that out of them. So, no, yeah, so I really admire that. Nah, so that's, bro. How's it been? How's that's, it been rekindling really with her?
Okay, no, it's been good though. You know, like, I'm still like really close with her family. She actually took my
dog. Oh, you're yeah, really yeah, close to her family.
They took my dog yesterday.
How'd you took your dog?
They taught her how to swim.
You didn't teach your dog how to swim.
They taught your dog how to swim.
Where am I?
That's normal? You just teach your dog how to swim?
Okay.
But what if she actually
fell on a problem? So you're telling me they called you and they're like,
right.
Hey,
like,
Gio.
You just want your dog to
know.
How do you teach you how to swim though?
She
you
sent just me like, a video and I was like, my dog's swimming.
So she stole your dog and threw him in a pool?
Basically.
Okay.
Five.
Yeah. Hey.
But she taught it.
Yeah, she taught it. That's all that matters, you know?
Bro, that's so sick. It's like, I wish I was on good terms with my ex, for sure.
You're not?
No, bro. She doesn't talk to me, bro.
So why is
she
that
hates
cool?
me? She
why
hates
does she
me,
hate
bro?
You,
bro? Cause I don't know, bro. She just can't talk to me.
Why can't she talk to you? I don't blame
I don't
her,
know, bro. I don't get it. We're just exes. Why can't we talk? I don't get it.
No, facts.
I really don't.
Yeah, bro. I feel like all exes they should never have beef against each other.
And I have like really bad attachment issues, bro. So like,
well, here's the thing.
So like, I'm still like, I watched Twilight the other night, right? And I saw it and I just got so sad afterwards. I wanted to cry, bro. I was like sitting
there. Can I be honest? I think you always hear.
Lie to me.
Okay. I think you always hear like the saying and like people like to say that like, oh, don't go back to your exes or this and that because like, oh, why would you read the same book twice? You already know how it ends and like blah, blah, blah. People would always tell me that, like, oh, you already know how this, like, story ends. Like, why would you read this book again? And I'm like, no, dude, like, part two, different author. Like, I always
That's
think so.
That's actually
exactly.
But here's the thing.
It's like Twilight.
What I've realized is doesn't matter if it's a different director, a different author, the story's still about the same person.
Mm.
And shit doesn't change. And, like, I was in the position of, like, you try your hardest to just sometimes make things work. But it'll get to a point where, like, sometimes things feel so one-sided that it's like...
No,
yeah.
Facts.
No, I don't know, or at least this is just from my situation. It's like, it's just complicated. When you involve exes and you try to, like, rekindle and make it a serious thing, and you try to, like, there's just, especially if they've already had previous since your guys' relationship, it's like, it's really hard to mend that to what it once was. Honestly, it's quite literally impossible.
Anything's possible.
Especially with two
Anything
people like
is
me.
Possible,
and,
but like,
you know, when the egos are just like so high and like, well, not
yeah,
mine,
no,
obviously.
It can get difficult for sure. Bro, yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
what'd
you
say? I was thinking a little song lyric.
That's what probably what it was. It was like my ex has like an ego, bro. That's probably what it is.
You gave that to her, though.
It's okay, bro. It's
yeah,
okay.
That was a hot take. He just straight up. How'd you give her ego? How would you say you did?
No, bro. I just made her realize like her worth. Because I was a piece of shit.
That is something he did do.
Look, but I was young. I was stupid.
So
I didn't want to
be
a girl,
Can
bro.
We talk?
I had no like positive role models in my life. Like, it was bad, bro.
Can I ask you guys a question? And I've asked Cole this question. But I want to know from an unbiased, raw, unfiltered. Why are you making that face?
Yeah,
why are you trying
raw,
to make it?
Like, what are you doing? Like, all right, but yeah, no.
Wait, all right.
Yeah, from unbiased, raw perspective.
I just got to know.
Baby.
Was this a bad idea?
Okay, bro. Okay. You want to be honest?
Because this was the social.
Listen.
Like, a lot of things in my life.
Yeah, what a. Ex.
Be honest, perm boy.
Okay, perm boy speaking right here. You live once, bro.
Flaming yourself.
You live once.
No, I like it though,
Yo,
bro.
Yo, Chubb.
So
it means
so,
something.
So like, okay. if you were in my position and you were like top on Twitch, 40K people live watching for the content, the song that blew my career out of the water, it's a memory with a friend of mine who just happens to be like an ex-girlfriend of mine. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get the matching tattoo. And it's like for the stream and everything. Like, is that a big deal? It's not.
Bro.
Nah, bro. It's not.
It's part of
it's
like.
Not. It's
part of your legacy, bro.
It's like what you do with tattoos. You put milestone,
memories, milestones.
Yeah, that word.
And like.
That's what you're supposed to do.
See, I saw, because there was a person who made a TikTok that was like a clown filter, like F my ex and whatever. And like, there was a comment that was like, oh, nice, I want to get matching tattoos, tell them, blah, blah, blah. But it's like. I never like confirmed like, let's go get matching. Like, I literally tell everybody, you can confirm this. Whoa. I'm sure you can confirm this.
Yeah.
Mostly anybody can confirm this. I said, once I turn 18, don't tempt me with a tattoo because I will get anything tattooed on my body. I simply will. It's a stupid thing, but I love tattoos. I love ink. I love the pain. I will simply get anything tattooed on me. So when someone's like, oh, we should get a matching tattoo, I'll be like, let's do it. So we had that conversation.
We have a match.
That's
literally how I got this, bro.
So it's like,
yeah, man.
Why did you make it seem like I like made this fulfilling promise and then did it with someone else when that wasn't the case? It's like we had the conversation and I was like, yeah, I would do it. But I would also do it with you. I'd do it with you. I'd do it with you. I'd do it with you. Pause. And I'd do it with you. We literally had matching tattoos too. Oh shit, I forgot about that. Oh my gosh, bro. Me and Brian have known each other for like 80 years, bro.
80?
That's insane. Punk status, bro.
So like, what do you guys think of that?
I mean, personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, you know?
No, like genuinely.
No, I genuinely don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Bro, so it's just a milestone that you put on your arm. That's what you get in tattoos.
I got like unfollowed and blocked and like everything. I'm like,
that's
bro.
Dumb, bro.
I'm like, what?
Oh, what are you?
It's not even like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Oh. It's meant about you though, bro. Like the tat's meant about
bro.
You, bro.
Listen,
it's like, hey, if you still want, we can still get matching tattoos. Like I'm still down.
That might be out the hey, water, dude.
Huh? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking to the people about
the realtor.
Yeah.
You're funny. Oh, you're actually funny. You're him.
Yo, nah. Speaking of
realtors.
I don't know. Realtors, yeah. How much real estate's on your eyebrows, bro? Because I saw a girl doing your eyebrows on TikTok and I was just wondering, like,
bro. Listen.
Was that your ex again?
Was that Grayson's Grayson? Hands?
Or was that like Issa?
Let him know, bro.
Yo, bro.
Let it out.
It was Grayson.
It was Grayson?
Yeah.
Are you sure, bro? Are you sure it was Issa? Winners, bro.
Yo, gangs, he has a boyfriend, bro.
What was she doing
your eyebrows?
That's what I'm saying.
No, listen, I cooked him, bro. I cooked him.
You cooked your eyebrows?
Yes.
And then Lola Winters saved
like, they were social distancing for that point, bro.
Oh, damn.
6 feet apart.
Damn. Yeah. Now they're 7.
But then you just called up.
6, 7. But anyways, yes, you had to fix them. You know, I'll let them grow out.
Yo, you got a lie detector test right here, gang.
Do that.
So how about we do this?
You got the lie detector, bro. Okay. So, wait.
I messed up. Oh,
missed you out.
I need to verify that it was Grayson.
Oh, I'm excited to do this to these boys.
All right, yeah.
Let's throw it on.
Let's throw it on real quick. So you can put your hand in there.
So look. Thumb slot, hands on the magnets. Right. You need to feel the shock.
You're Iron Man. Your fingers need to stay
stuck
on those,
to your hand, bro.
On all those nodes right there.
So like this?
All right. Yes. All right.
Hold on.
Yeah. Tighten it up.
See, I'm nervous now, bro.
Like, you should be, because you're next.
That's not fair.
You should be. You're next, right. Bro. I got some tough questions for you next.
Some real rough ones.
Yo, yeah. what's up with the jokes today?
Yeah.
Was Grayson doing your eyebrows on the TikTok?
Yeah. It was her. It was her nails and everything.
Okay, that's a good question. Did your eyebrows actually need done?
According to everyone else, they did.
Did you get shocked?
Mm-mm.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Look, more truth.
It's truth, yeah.
It's the truth.
I'm telling the truth, chat.
I guess he's not a liar, bro.
I guess it was great. I guess his eyebrows did need saving.
All right, would you slide on Lola Winters even though she has a boyfriend?
Who is Lola Winters? Who is this girl?
Would you?
No.
Let's see. Do you mean it?
Yeah,
I mean, I would never do such a thing.
Bro, she's...
You're a slime ball if you're doing that.
No, bro, that's crazy work, bro. That's
I mean,
crazy.
There's a goalie, but...
Wow.
Oh, he's telling the truth.
That's
he was a good boy.
Okay, he's safe.
He was a good boy.
He's safe.
All right, bro, what other curveball you're gonna throw me, bro?
Is Jiggy the most chopped person you've ever seen?
I'd say Trey McKay is.
Trey McK...
Yo. Yo, Trey, bro. Don't let that slide.
Dang!
Wow! Oh my God!
Yo, he meant it, Trey. He meant it.
Yo, Trey, bro.
Yo,
my bad, bro.
Yo. Me and Trey need nerfed, like, actually.
Yo, that's insane.
But you look like Trey, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yo. We need nerfed. Oh, he's getting nervous.
Would you get back with your ex if she proposed the idea?
Other one.
Like, okay, what are we talking like?
Would you get back with your ex
if she asked? If she was like, hey, I want to get back together.
Sure, he has.
So would you, yes or no?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Damn.
But not at this time, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm a little bit more.
No, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute.
That's
cute.
So wholesome.
All right.
That's cute.
All right. We'll end it off on that.
Bro, my heart's already beating fast.
Okay.
It should be, bro. Hey, you're going to have to press the start button. I'm not.
It's on your right pink.
All right.
You go first, or you want me to go first?
You can go first, bro. All right. You go first.
Jiggler.
Ask him.
Do you like blondes?
I do. I love blondes.
You can see it in his eyes, look.
You've never seen a man's pupils get that.
My heart's beating fast, though, so it's gonna...
Do you like blondes?
I love blondes.
Okay.
Did he get shocked?
Is it a lie?
Why is that shocking, bro? Is it not on...
It's a lie? All right.
I'm gonna ask you the same question that I proposed to geography. Would you get back with your ex if she proposed the idea?
100%.
You're a gooner, bro. 100%.
And she's probably watching. Let me know.
Shooter, I guess.
Is it a lie?
That's true.
You're gonna get shocked.
Of course.
All right. I got one more question.
All right. Let me get my question ready.
Do you have a crush on Mackenzie Brooks?
Okay, gang. Like,
dude,
I saw Shooter Shoot. No, bro.
Y'all did the little.
No.
No?
No.
But y'all did the.
Wait.
Probably so mad.
Nah, you're telling
okay,
the truth.
Okay, he's telling
the truth. No! We got some truth tellers in here, bro.
I had to like
stop
breathing. I had to like.
Okay, all right, next question. Do you think you look ugly with the buzz cut? Because I do. I just want to know if you do.
I feel like I look good.
All right, cool.
Yo, gang, it's calling you chopped right now.
Wow, okay. All right, we can.
Dang,
we
bro.
Can
do the only reason I don't like it,
we
bro,
don't even need the lie today. Y'all just
because you need a buzz.
Okay, so.
Just because you got one does not mean I need one, bro.
Bro, wait. I feel like everybody needs a buzz.
I had a quick
bro.
Question that is a little bit more elaborate than a lie detector.
Okay, bet.
So I saw this beef going on with SoFizzle, and I was wondering, like, what's going on with that, you know? What happened? Explain the situation, because, like, I'm seeing all these things. The whole internet's going crazy.
You're
like,
the only person that really, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the only person that really knows, and people are saying.
SoFizzle to tizzle, but dizzle, bro. We were like, all right, so she made a Shooter Shoot about me. And it got pretty good numbers. And I saw it, I was like, wow, bro. So I made one back, got pretty good numbers.
And then you invited her to your house, huh?
Okay, so.
I had to talk to her because they were all in like one room and then everyone else was
okay, all right, yeah. Let me get to that.
Explain.
So we made the Shooter Shoot.
Tell your truth, King.
And then I went to LA and me and Gio, we weren't supposed to go to Rolling Loud. And then we went to Rolling Loud, we met Capri and all of them. But we met Capri and all of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they invited us back to their B&B. Started kicking it, hanging out. There's a bunch of content creators that came over. And then, like, people, it died down. There's only, like, five people or something like that. Texted me, and she was like, yo, let's hang out or something. I was like, bro, that'd be perfect. Let's do a shoot IRL. Let's make content. Everybody should be making content. She goes, send a video of who's all there. Send a video of everybody that's there, Capri being included. And she was like, yeah, dope. One of my other friends is there, like, blah, blah, blah. Let me ask her if it's okay if I should come. Asked her, and then that friend goes, yeah, Capri's here, blah, blah, blah's here. you should come. Mm-hmm. She comes, and then they all pulled me aside when she pulled up, and I was like so confused because I knew nothing about like anything going on. Yeah, and I was like, why do I have to tell her to leave, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, bro, you just got to, like, you just got to. And I was like, all right. So I walked downstairs, I'm like, you got to leave, sorry. And then that's literally the end of the story, basically.
Whose side are you on?
Whose side are you on?
But yeah, bro, yeah.
So, so how did it get brought to the internet?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. It's like, I think it's like,
no, how did it? Because
I don't know.
I woke up one day.
I don't know where it's
no, it's just everywhere.
The drama started happening. And I don't know. I don't want to be
who
like.
Who posted first?
Like her. She posted on her Snap story and she was like, oh yeah, and by the way, blah, 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 blah. Put like a paragraph about me and then like me setting her up. Said like, I invited her over and then like we all just went in a room and just started bashing her name.
What happened? Like, what made you respond to it? Because was it like blowing up or something? Were people like.
I mean, bro, yeah, my comments started flooding with like, bro, you're a terrible person. You're such a terrible human.
Do you agree with that narrative?
No. I mean, bro, literally all I did was invite her over to, like, make content. And then she's
and then
like,
you were like, oh, shoot, this yeah. is going to be terrible.
Oh, I didn't know bro, this was a problem.
The supporters get so dramatic sometimes.
Like, it was, I was like, I was like, what's going on, bro? I was like, why is my comments getting flooded? I check her IG and it's like, this is what Jiggy did to me. Here's the proof. Here's the blah, blah, blah. And then he set me up. And then he did this. I was like, what? What
are we talking about, bro? Like, people were calling you setter upper.
I was like, what are we talking? He was like, they were like, you're such a horrible human. You set her up. I was like, bro, what are we talking about?
I was so confused when I saw that because, like, what are you setting up?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how?
What are you making her feel slightly
domination,
embarrassed or, like,
never thought of that.
It was like a complete accident. Yeah. That's literally happened to like a lot of people where, oh, you show up somewhere and then it's like.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Literally.
My bad. It's a big whoopsie.
I mean, bro, like, it's content.
It is a big whoopsie.
At a content. Yeah,
I just feel like. I just feel like when.
Content.
Bro, if you have a following.
To be honest.
To be honest, don't you?
Cup broke. But if you got a following, I feel like sometimes. Oh, you just try to bring it out of proportion. Because, bro, it could have been as simple as. Him being like, oh, my bad, didn't know, like, what was going on. And she's like, okay, that's all, it's all fine. And she leaves, and then that's that.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she
and then get to the point. And then, like, a month later,
yeah,
it gets brought up.
A month later?
Almost a month later, bro.
I forgot about the situation, bro.
Wait, see, like, I'm assuming this was. When people need something to talk about, they'll pull right out their.
This was the OG B&B, like, the first.
Oh, this was their B&B, like.
No, this was like
the
stairs.
The West
this
Hollywood
the,
one, yeah.
The OG.
Like, yeah.
Like, first
yeah.
Like,
well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Dang, that was a minute ago then.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. I was so confused. I woke up and my comments are just flooded. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
And then.
I'm sure that's a weird feeling.
Yeah, like, it was so weird.
Damn. I've had lots of weird experiences with those types of people in situations. And that's not to throw any shade or anything. But like, yeah, I mean, the thing about internet drama and internet beef is there's ways to approach it. I'm sure as we all know,
yeah.
There's ways to deal with it. And depending on how you react or respond will determine how people are going to look at you. So that's why it's always that constant battle of, do I even say something or do I say something?
Yeah, I kind of messed up on that part, bro. I made like explained my side.
But I eventually learned, unless somebody is like genuinely like, I don't know, I feel like I learned to just say nothing at all.
Yeah, it's a smart
whether
thing.
Whether true or false.
No, that's what I learned
because
too.
Then when you say nothing, it's like, for instance, I've had so many situations in the past, last 6 months, six, 7 months, and to this day, people are like, what happened with this? What happened with that?
Yeah.
What happened? And I'm like, I'm just not gonna, I don't care to explain it. I don't wanna explain it. You don't need to, I don't owe you an explanation. I don't owe anybody an explanation.
That's true.
What happened, and I'm not gonna talk about it.
No.
Yeah. And if you have a problem with that, literally eat my dick. But,
I mean, straight up, bro.
Yeah, I mean, fuck you, bro.
But yeah.
True, but like a lot of times, especially with like TikTok fan bases and audiences.
Yeah, bro, I'm not gonna lie,
those short form fan, like audiences, they jump straight, they hear something and they swear it's true. Piper. They're like, this is the word, bro.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened. When it's like, dog, you can say anything you want. You can literally
You saw a 15 second
every influencer is a regular person. They can lie like anybody else. They're not,
bro.
Like, You know what I mean?
Everything is behind the scenes.
And that's the only reason I like commented back, bro. She had like a strong fan base, so I was just like attacking me, bro. And I was like, bro, this is not true at all. Yeah. I have to like defend myself.
It's kind of crazy too when like,
yeah,
when literally creators are like inciting their fans to go hate. Like, it's like,
it's so weird.
It's like if you're gonna make a video explaining a drama or something, at least throw them like, guys, do not like go do this. I remember on YouTube, you get banned for that or like a strike or something, if you're like inciting hate on somebody.
I went through the same situation a couple months ago, bro. Me and Cora Tilly, bro. Cora, if you're watching this.
Wait, what happened?
Wait, that's lore, bro.
Still got beef, bro.
That's ball knowledge.
Is that that one girl? Wait, that name sounds so familiar.
I'm sure it does.
And
I'm sure it is.
She hated the dandelion. You know that dandelion thing?
She bought me. She bought me a dandelion.
She bought me a dandelion.
She bought me a dandelion.
But you got her a dairy ring.
Wait, I know who that is. Wait, what happened with you guys? You know her?
Anyways, bro.
What is the lore?
Okay, you ain't hear the lore. So basically, when me and Grayson were like kind of beefing on TikTok, Cora jumps in and makes a whole video about me, bro. I'm talking like it's a 5-minute long video.
On TikTok?
Yeah, and it's just
her. Like, do you know her?
No, bro. Never knew who she was until then.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. She makes a video bashing me. It's just like saying all these things like, Gio, if I see you, I'm gonna do this, that. I'm like, bro, what?
And like, yeah, you're obviously not gonna do that.
Throws no evidence in there to like anything I even did.
Uh-huh.
Just a video just bashing me, bro.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, so I make a video back and I'm like, I try to make it most professional way I can. I'm basically like, hey, if you're gonna talk about me, this and that, at least back it up with proof. If not, then there's really no point of even throwing yourself in this, you know? Because, bro, she had nothing to do with it.
That is so weird, bro.
Did she respond to that video?
Involving yourself.
No, after that, bro, I didn't.
She just shut up.
Mm.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. People jump to assumptions so quickly nowadays.
It's bad, bro.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
The first word that gets out is the word they believe, bro.
Yeah, so. And it's like, assume everything.
That's why you gotta spread the lie first.
Yeah, bro, you just gotta start lying.
You should start the rumor first, yeah. You just gotta be a better liar.
Yeah, bro.
It's literally how you win on social media now, bro.
Just lie, man.
You literally be the better liar, the better gaslighter, the better
manipulator. Or you say nothing at all.
Facts. Yeah, or you just don't say anything and just let it.
If you're not that good at lying, you're losing.
Facts.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
It's like sometimes, or if you're going against a top tier manipulator, it's like,
yo, James Charles, you watching this?
Trying to like,
yo, I got something to say, y'all. James Charles been watching my, he don't follow me or nothing, but James Charles been hawking me since I was 16, bro.
I mean, bro, I'm not gonna lie, I know a bunch of creators.
Like a couple months ago.
Bro.
Yo, what'd he say?
It was just like, he DM'd me once.
He can't keep his hands to himself.
And then it was, bro, shoot. I swear to you, chats are on
vanish mode. He turned chats on vanish mode, swear to you.
I DM in vanish mode, I do that shit a lot.
Hey, James, bro, we can link, bro. Let me know.
Pulling it up, bro.
Everything. Chats on vanish mode.
Oh.
But bro.
Yo!
I wanna tell you, like, swear to you on everything.
Why'd you slide him on his story with hard eyes?
No.
Whoa,
what?
Whoa, what was that?
That's why it's in vanish.
Yo, gang.
Great.
Yo, gang, what are we talking about?
But it just disappeared.
There was nothing there.
Great.
There was nothing there, bro.
Stealing my whole crush is crazy, bro.
No, but he, it was like, I forgot how it even went, bro.
Wait, that's
I think he followed me and then DM'd me, and he was like.
Yeah, I made a TikTok with James Charles when I was 12. I think that's how it all started.
I got a picture with James Charles.
We got a picture with James.
He's a sister.
Wait, weren't you there?
Brian Brian took it.
He's sisters.
Yeah, no. One of the first things he like sent me, bro, he asked me if I was gay. And this was when I was just,
that's a valid question.
Straight up, bro. When I just turned 18. And then he was like, asked me when I was coming to LA. Huh?
Would you say?
Oh, I said no. I said, hell no, bro. I'm not gay. I'm straight. And then after that, he was like, oh, okay. And he was like, when are you coming to LA? And I was like, I don't know, never been before. And then after that, bro, didn't hear nothing back from him. And then all this stuff pops up about him now. And it's all like puzzle pieces put, you know, it's all making sense now.
Yeah, man.
I feel like he was low-key hawking me too. Cause it was literally like
a couple weeks
after I turned 18. So it's like, I don't know.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, that's set.
I wish it would've hit me up though, bro.
What? Dog.
Why do you say that?
I mean, bro.
Jiggy, why were you wearing band-aids the other day to cover your hickeys?
What are you talking about, dude?
No, wait, where are those hickeys
What's
from,
a hickey, bro?
Where are those hickeys from?
No, no, you want to know what happened? So you know how I have the Tesla, right?
No, 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 I know they're
pretty quick. I mean, it's pretty, it's faster than like M4.
So you were in the Tesla with the girl and then-
No, all right, genuinely, bro. So-
Who does this guy think he is?
No, I don't think you're feeling like.
Okay, but look, bro, to be honest, like, I was in the Tesla.
Bro, who was sucking on your neck?
Real quick,
even my
real
neck.
Quick. I'm gonna need you to throw this on real quick.
Oh,
and then tell us again, bro.
Real quick. Real quick, Jiggy.
Yeah.
You're cooked, gang.
Yeah, bro, I was in the Tesla, and the seatbelt was on my neck. And when I did the 0-60, bro, it wasn't fully strapped in. It scratched my neck up.
Yeah, it's so it wasn't a hickey. From
no, no, it's not a hickey.
It's a lie.
That it wait, what? Why didn't it shock you?
This thing doesn't work.
No, it did shock me. I just ate it.
Oh, it did shock
me. I'm sure it didn't shock me.
Yeah, it did.
Ex-Tesla. Jiggy, Jiggler.
Yo.
Lock we just want to know, to end this episode, who gave you those hickeys? We just want
to his ex.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's all I can say.
Or James.
Or it was...
Same and denied.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for watching Bro Code. I appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you, Jiggy and Gio, for talking with
us today. Of
course.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Guys, listen, if you can't watch the videos, make sure to listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music. We really appreciate all the listens, all the views, all the support. Yes, we do. Comment down below who you want to see on the next episode or what you guys want us to talk about next. Or comment down below if Gio looks like a poodle.
No. Wait, comment the burrito emoji if you made it this far to the video, okay? Comment the burrito emoji and I'm going to reply to every single one.
Oh, a burrito.
Because I love burritos.
Yo, I want
bro.
A burrito right now.
Yep. All right, we'll see you guys later. Subscribe.
Shout out James Charles.
Deuce.